From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. The Subtropics Festival, which is a festival of sound art, is happening right now in Miami Beach. Gustavo Matamoros started the festival 22 years ago, and he's here with me now. Gustavo, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me, yes.
So, what is sound art?
Well, actually, I would complement that with the words experimental music. Sound art is simply kind of about drawing a larger circle around the notion of sound as material for the creation of art.
You teach classes in listening, isn't that right?
Yes, I teach a critical listening class to students in the audio department at Miami International University.
So for people listening to the radio right now, what would you tell them to shift in their brains maybe or in their minds to listen differently?
Well, there are two ways you can listen. There are more than two ways, but two ways specifically. One is to listen for, and the other one is to listen to. So when you listen to things that seem noisy, you know, we have the ability to hone in on the voice of the person that you're having a conversation with and sort of like put away, you know, the rest of the sounds, pick and choose something that you want to listen for. And listening to is about opening your ears to all the sounds that are, you know, that's a different kind of experience as well. And it's one of discovery. For me, for instance, sound is a description of the world in motion. And because of that, you know, it requires a different mind, the sound mind. You have to engage your sound mind.
Well, the Subtropics Festival goes through March 17th, but after that, there are still lots of ways for people to hear sound art and experimental music around South Florida.
I guess one thing we could do is I brought some audio samples. One of them is of a piece called Sin Ninguna Imperfección, which is featured at the Listening Gallery.
That's on Lincoln Road in Miami Beach?
Yeah, it's a sound installation that was supported by the Knight Foundation's Challenge Grant, and it's been going since about a year and a half ago, nonstop, 24 hours a day. They tell me the conservative estimate that 7 million people a year walk up and down Lincoln Road. And, you know, maybe a block away, they might realize that they heard something they didn't understand.
How many years have you lived here in South Florida?
Oh, I came here in 1979.
And you came from where?
I'm originally from Venezuela, but I'm totally a local artist. I'm not, you know, New York. I'm not international. I'm a Miami artist.
And in terms of sound, what does that mean to you?
Actually, let me tell you an anecdote. In conversation with a friend, Tom Hamilton, an electronic music composer, he was describing a piece, you know, that he that was inspired by the subway in New York. And he had just done sound for a performance that I'd created here called In a Fish Tank. And then he said to me, well, I guess in New York we think about subways, and in Miami you think about fish.
I've been talking with the composer and sound artist Gustavo Matamoros, founder of the Subtropics Festival. The festival is happening right now in Miami Beach, and it runs through March 17th. You can find out more about that at WLRN.org. Gustavo, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Alicia. Nice talking to you.
From the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Chi 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 ch